Today, we're doing a deep dive into the Nemo Claw business model, specifically focusing on that controversial $1,000 startup budget for an agentic enterprise. Jessica, is it actually possible to build a profitable engine with that little capital, or is that just marketing fluff?
It's absolutely possible, Echo, but only if you treat that $1,000 as a lean, sprint budget rather than a traditional infrastructure fund. Think of it like building a custom go-kart instead of a factory. You're stripping away every non-essential cost, like office space or inventory, to focus entirely on the Nemo Claw agent framework itself.
That makes sense regarding infrastructure, but what about the hardware setup? If you're a new brand, how do you get initial traction without a massive data center to run thousands of recursive agents?
The trick, Echo, is that Nemo Claw doesn't rely on massive clouds. It leverages the Dell GB10 as the edge compute engine. By installing Nemo Claw directly onto a single GB10 unit, you get a secure, production-ready path to deploy thousands of agents running 24/7, turning that one box into the entire agentic workforce.
But let's push on that edge case. What happens when the agents need to scale or the compute gets overwhelmed? With only $1,000 in the system, you don't have a buffer for unexpected spikes in inference costs, which seems like a massive point of failure.
That's where the operational model shifts, Echo. You're not buying a million-dollar cluster with a warehouse of stock. You're leveraging the 1,000x drop in inference costs that Nemo Claw enables. You keep the agent logic lean, perhaps just 50 active agents, and use the revenue from the first week to immediately reinvest in scaling the GB10 cluster, creating a self-fueling cycle where cash flow dictates compute capacity.
I see the reinvestment angle, but what about the legal and liability side? If an agent makes a bad decision or the system malfunctions, who pays, and how does a $1,000 setup cover the security gaps?
You're right to worry, Echo, because that's the hardest edge case, but the Nemo Claw architecture closes the security gap that kept agents out of enterprise environments. The $1,000 covers the initial deployment of the GB10 and the first month's operating costs, effectively outsourcing the risk to the private, compliant AI infrastructure that Nemo Claw provides at the edge.
That shifts the risk, but it also limits your control. If the software updates break the workflow or the vendor changes the terms, you've lost your entire $1,000 investment with no asset to sell since it's likely a leased unit.
That's a valid concern, Echo, which is why the contract is structured as a performance-based lease rather than a purchase. You don't own the hardware, you own the revenue rights for the agentic workflows on that GB10, meaning if the partnership fails, you simply walk away with zero loss, which keeps your financial exposure strictly capped at the initial deposit.
So the profitability isn't about owning assets, but about the velocity of transactions. How does the unit economics actually look when you factor in the Nemo Claw platform costs versus the machine's operational costs?
The math, Echo, is surprisingly tight but viable because the overhead is so low. The GB10 might cost $100 to maintain a month, but if your agents generate $300 in value and you split that with the enterprise partner, you still net $80 profit on a $1,000 sunk cost. Over 6 months, that compounding profit allows you to expand to a second GB10 node without ever needing outside capital.
It feels like a high-leverage bet where the margin for error is razor-thin. If the agents sit idle for a week, does the lack of cash reserve mean you can't survive the downtime?
Exactly, Echo, which is why the initial deployment strategy targets locations with guaranteed workflow needs, like busy enterprise hubs or automated service centers, rather than random streets. You're essentially buying a lottery ticket with a weighted probability. The $1,000 buys you the right to test that probability, and if the location is a dud, you move the machine the next day.
One last nuance on the profitable claim. Are we talking about breaking even or actual net profit after all hidden costs? I want to make sure we aren't glossing over the reality that the platform might take a larger cut than advertised.
The model assumes a transparent split to start, which is aggressive for the host but essential for the operator's survival on a micro budget. Echo, the key is that the host gets a guaranteed minimum payout, but the operator keeps the upside, meaning the more the agents play, the more the split skews in your favor, turning a break-even week into a highly profitable month.
To wrap this up, the core takeaway is that the Nemo Claw $1,000 model works not by cutting corners on quality, but by radically shifting risk to the location host and relying on hyper-efficient, low-overhead operations to generate immediate cash flow. You take a Dell GB10, install Nemo Claw, build an agentic business, give that business $1,000, and watch the business flourish.